नमस्कार। पुण्य प्रसून वाजपेयी, मिलिंद खांडेकर वर आस्क्ड टू रिजाइन फ्रॉम एबीपी। अभिसार शर्मा, अनदर वेरी सीनियर एडिटर, वॉज आस्क्ड टू गो ऑन लीव फॉर 15 डेज। द रीजन ऑल दिस वॉज डन इज बिकॉज दे वेंट अगेंस्ट द गवर्नमेंट पॉलिसीज। वाजपेयी डिड अ शो वेयर ही सेड the interaction that one of the farmers had with the prime minister of our country was stage managed, and because of that there was a lot of pressure put on ABP. His programs were blocked, at least that is what they claim, and finally he was made to resign. There's a huge trending which says Indian media, the freedom of media just died today. Chariji, do you agree to that?
No, if you look at this particular incident of three people from one channel, two of them resigned,
yes,
and one person resigned.
Both of them resigned. And one person asked to go to on leave.
If you take on this particular incident, I think this no doubt. This no doubt is an assault on the freedom of the press. This no doubt is an assault on the freedom of media. Going by this particular incident.
Correct.
I'll tell you why. Speaking against the government is not something wrong. Disagreeing with the policies of a government is also not wrong. Showing disagreement with the policy of a particular political party in government is also not wrong. These are all probably things that would strengthen democracy. So criticizing a government cannot be taken as something which is wrong. And I don't think neither this government nor the earlier government, or for that matter any even a future government, would be so touchy and insensitive as far as these things are concerned.
This government was?
No. In this particular incident, that's why I'm saying these are two different things. This particular incident has come as probably the last straw on the camel's back. See, this particular incident, what has happened is, as you explained, the government went ahead with a particular program. They propagated that one lady from Chhattisgarh said that she is very happy.
Switching from paddy to custard apple.
What is that?
She says she got more money because she switched from paddy to custard apple.
Okay.
Which was part of the government program.
Fine.
Where custard apple was fetching more money. So just because she followed the government program, and because of the government program, her she was now prosperous and she earned a lot of money. Which was absolutely not correct according to ABP. Because none of the other villagers had experienced this kind of surge in income except for this lady. So ABP went up to the village in Chhattisgarh and interviewed her, and they found that she was asked to say what she said in front of the camera.
Fine.
So it was not factually correct.
Okay. So the government made up a particular issue which was factually wrong.
So stage managed.
Which was, you can say,
stage managed,
you
yes.
can say wrong, it was
stage managed,
wrongly,
yeah.
everything,
yeah.
fine,
yeah.
agree.
Yeah.
So it is between a particular department of the government which wanted to probably be over-enthusiastic in doing something, and in that over-enthusiasm they have made certain bloomers, fine. This was exposed by a particular media, and I think other medias also picked it up, fine. I think both the government and the media house should have left it at that.
The media house left it at that? I didn't get it.
The media house also should have highlighted this whole thing and kept quiet. Unfortunately, in this case, the government took up this issue with that particular media house, and they asked specifically that these people should be
sacked. Correct.
So the government asking the media house to sack these people is wrong, and the media house sacking these people is equally wrong.
Absolutely agree to you. It is the Sarkars of ABP. They were running a tradition, a long-standing media house. I just said it in my editorial also. A long-standing media house, at just because of government pressure, he sacked them. If he can't handle government pressure, he shouldn't get into the mess. And if he get into this, he would better well. We do it, sir, in our media. We are a small media house. We are a small bunch of digital guys. But we do it. So if he doesn't have the guts, he shouldn't have done it. I completely agree with you.
What has happened and what is happening now is the trend is a idea of commercialization has got into each and every field. Politics is commercialized. Medical profession is commercialized. Many other professions are commercialized. And media is no exception. Media is no longer a mission. Media has become an agenda. Media has become a profession to commercialize.
No, but sir, media has become, to the extent where you are saying that ABP should have stood by their reporters, should have stood by their editors, should have stood by their anchors, I completely am with you, sir. Yeah. Sir, the fact remains that who gives the right to the government to decide what should be said in the media? Who gives the right to the information and broadcasting minister like Rajyavardhan to go and say that, oh, he's very upset that, you know, such a thing was taken up by the media? Who is he? He decides what the media is supposed to write.
This is very wrong. Yeah. This is very wrong. The government has no moral or legal authority to decide what should go in the media and what should not.
Correct.
There are independent agencies in these countries, in this country. The Supreme Court is there, the high courts are there, the courts are different. There are also Indian Newspaper Society, there is also a Press Council, and it is these organizations. And there has always been a discussion of setting up an independent ombudsman by every media house. Almost all major media houses have their own ombudsman.
Sir,
who decides what is good and best in the interest of the country and the society and what should go and what should not go.
My question to you, sir, while I completely agree to your, and I really appreciate what you said, is because I completely agree to the fact that ABP should have stood by his people. My question is, sir, let us look at the way Narendra Modi government has been handling media. You had a problem with NDTV. Whatever the cases, we also spoke about what NDTV has done. So whatever the cases, but you had a problem with NDTV. NDTV is now banned. No BJP person except for you actually goes to NDTV, to be very honest with you. Because they've been asked not to go because there was some kind of a tiff. Okay, this is how a political political party operates. Sir, Barkha Dutt in an interview to Thakurta, she had said that, you know, every place when she went for a job, every place where she was offered a job, it was blocked by BJP senior ministers. This was told to her by BJP senior ministers themselves. Okay, so here you have a story of Barkha Dutt. Why? Because she went against Narendra Modi. Then you have the story of Karan Thapar. Karan Thapar was not allowed to take an interview or give, no BJP person would give him an interview because he was blocked just because he went against Narendra Modi. Okay, now you have Punya Prasoon Bajpayee, now you have Abhishek Sharma, and now you have Milind Khandekar. Sir, that means now everybody who talks about against the Prime Minister of India, will he or she be blocked? Yes. I mean, sir, my question is, I'm sorry, last question, I mean, just to end my call, this thing. Sir, emergency was, you know, when Mrs. Indira Gandhi declared emergency, and after that, she did all this. Here, you have a state which is, I presume, isn't it? We are not under emergency at the moment, are we?
No.
Oh, thank God for it. But without declaring emergency, you are having this kind of attitude towards media. What are we talking about?
All these incidences that you have said, I am not commenting on those incidents. But let us take a broader view of the whole
thing. Sir, I want you to comment on this incident. I want you to tell me your point of view on this incident, because if this is not real, then I will accept it is not real.
I do not know whether they are real or not, and I have no
Sir, one thing is for sure, sir, NDTV does not, BJP does not allow their members to go to NDTV. Is it real or not real, sir?
Fine.
It is real, right? So it is
a fact. That is not because NDTV went against the Prime Minister. That is because of a spat between one BJP spokesperson and an NDTV
anchor. Oh, sir, so yes.
Unfortunately,
Nidhi Razdan.
Let me complete. I still feel that just because one spokesperson of the party got into a spat with an anchor of a particular channel, the party should not have gone to the extent of a knee-jerk reaction to this and preventing all their representatives from going to that particular channel, which was absolutely wrong. I have discussed this issue with the party people.
Did the party people listen to you, sir?
Yeah, they did listen to me and they said, well, we will reconsider this decision.
But it has not been reconsidered.
But I don't know whether it has been done or not.
No, sir, it is still not done. No BJP people go to...
Whatever it is. It is between the party and that particular channel.
Correct.
And both are losers.
Correct.
Here, in this case, the party is a greater loser anyway. See, the whole idea is, if a government thinks that so-and-so is not agreeing with me, he is in disagreement with me, this channel is not propagating my idea, or some so-and-so individual does not agree with me, a better thing would be to convince him that you are right.
Correct.
I mean, you don't shoot the
messenger.
That is the whole problem. So you are now, I mean, you are converting friends into enemies.
Sir,
very unfortunate.
That's one issue. Sir,
another point that you mentioned about emergency. See, emergency situation was very different. Here in this particular era, we are in 2018, where there is 24/7 internet is available. Anyone with a mobile phone in his hand can become a journalist. Everything can be covered. There is no secrecy. We have internet for 100 rupees. Less than 100 rupees, you have got 24/7 internet. So what are we talking? In what age we are in? You cannot conceal information. You cannot hide things from the people. You cannot pull wool over the people's eyes. It's not easy, it's difficult. Therefore, it is in the best interest of the government to let media be independent. And when it comes to independent media, there is a serious problem. Is the media really independent? Are media houses really independent today? Are journalists really working under independent media? Is there any thin, wafer thin drawing line between government and political party? Are we losing that?
Sir, can I counter this, sir? Sir, is it the job of a government of the day to create environment where the business practices, including media, let us call media business only, sir, business practices are done clean devoid of any fear and any partiality? Is that the government's responsibility to create the environment?
See, the government's...
I just wanted to ask you, is that the responsibility of the government to create that environment?
Obviously.
Sir, would you say that the BJP government is creating that kind of environment today in India where business can be done freely and fairly, where media journalists can operate freely and fairly? Sir, if Punya Prasoon Bajpayee was sacked, it is because of pressure from the government that he was sacked. Sarkar won't get up one fine day, though I completely disagree to what Sarkar did, but Sarkar won't get up one fine day and say, "Arey, chalo, abhi nikal jao."
No, when you say he was pressurized, you are also referring to certain things that the media house has done or not done, where they have become vulnerable.
No,
this is the whole problem. The whole problem
accepted
is government has got too many instruments in its hands to pressurize other people.
Correct.
Fine, we agree.
Correct.
Even you can even accuse the government of pressurizing those political parties and individuals whom they don't agree with.
Correct. Correct?
So, there have been accusations that CBI has been used against a particular political party, ED has been used against a particular businessman. All these accusations are there. They are flying thick and out. Fine. But what is more important is, when you are in the media, profession of media, and if you are going to succumb to the pressures of the government, it's bad.
It's bad. Sir, we agree to that.
That is what I'm saying. People. Therefore, it is also the duty of the government to see that media houses are not taken over by industrial houses and organizations.
No, sir, there is where I beg to differ. Sir, you have been jailed during emergency. Yes. So you are the best person I can ask this question. So during emergency, there was a gag order on media.
Correct.
Okay. Media houses were either asked to close down or write pro-government.
Absolutely.
90% of the media houses started writing pro-government.
Absolutely.
Okay. Sir, who do you blame more? Sir, why don't you?
It was also said they were asked to bend and they were prepared to crawl.
Correct. So then who do you blame more? Indira Gandhi, Mrs. Indira Gandhi, or would you blame the media houses? Sir, obviously the first blame goes to Mrs. Indira Gandhi because she is the person.
To the government.
So today, in the same breath, sir, can we say that Narendra Modi is the cause of this debacle in Indian media today?
See, I agree. Government.
Sir, Narendra Modi, because Narendra Modi heads the government, sir, today. There is nobody other than Narendra Modi.
Correct.
If I had this been spoken about Rajyavardhan Rathod, nothing would have happened to neither Bajpayee nor Abhisar Sharma, sir. If Abhisar Sharma would have gone against Sushma Swaraj, nothing would have happened to Abhisar Sharma, sir. It happened to him purely because he spoke against Narendra Damodar Das Modi, Prime Minister of India. And that's exactly why he's in the position he is in.
In this particular case, I think the Prime Minister of India should now institute an inquiry and find out what really happened in that Chhattisgarh incident. See, that is a trigger. We are all talking about the trigger.
Correct.
So, you know, what happens is the administration, the bureaucracy always goes a step ahead. They are always proactive. They are always want to really please the masters. Very unfortunate, but they should not be doing it. But if they are doing it, The particular officer who must have exceeded his brief and brought about this should be really brought to book.
He has exposed
the vulnerability of a government.
It has not happened. Wouldn't
the Prime Minister's office should have cross-checked these facts 10 times before bringing that particular lady on the screen.
Wouldn't that be the obvious thing to do?
Correct, but what
the
is
fact
wrong?
That the fact that the Prime Minister
has not done it,
which will not
reduce the stature of this Prime Minister if he comes out and says that this it was my mistake, it was wrong.
It has not been said, and the fact remains that there is not even an inquiry that has been put into place. That means that there is some, when ABP says that this was all stage managed, there is reason to believe that they are right. The fact remains that for a Prime Minister, this is too trivia an issue. There are over-enthusiastic officers, like you rightly said. But that is if there, it was done by the over-enthusiastic officer. If this was done as part of the Chhattisgarh election plan, then, sir, the whole thing changes. Because somewhere down the line, then you made people to do that. You did it. You got caught.
The problem is, this is not a one-of-its-kind incident. Probably, closer to election, more such incidents will come up.
Absolutely.
So it is all the more better that the government of the day is more careful.
Correct.
We don't know if the Prime Minister's office came to know about this. We don't know if the Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh knew about all these things. That means, something seriously is going wrong within the establishment. So these there are two different issues.
Sir, last question I wanted to ask you, sir. And this is a question heart to heart. You can choose not to answer me. Sir, when there was a gag order against all of y'all regards to NDTV, sir, why did you break that gag order and why did you go into NDTV and why did you still continuing patronizing NDTV?
No, I am not patronizing anyone.
Patronizing, when I meant is, I take back my word. I meant, why did you still go back to NDTV?
I think we should, you know, this whole idea of brushing one particular channel as anti-government channel and one particular channel as a pro-government channel is all wrong. For that matter, no television channel, no media should be either pro-government or anti-government. I remember, I'll tell you, give a small incident. When during the run-up to freedom struggle, Lokmanya Tilak said something, and at that time, Times of India was still under the British rule. And Times of India, which was considered to be a pro-establishment paper, in the sense pro-British paper, wrote good about Lokmanya Tilak. When it was pointed out, Lokmanya Tilak said, if Times of India has said that what I said is correct, I'll have to cross-check. Was it really good? That is the kind of alertness that political leadership had. So when somebody pats you on the back, you should be careful on the other hand. So I think no government should risk, take a risk like this. And I think the entire contours of media have changed.
Correct.
You cannot say that we boycott this media and we boycott that media. The government that boycotts, the political party that boycotts a particular media, it doesn't really benefit.
Correct.
They are only talking to the faithfuls once again. What is the point of talking to those who are already converted?
Absolutely.
So my point is very different. I think it's not the business of either the government or the political party to decide what the media should say and what they should not say. But at the same time, I think we will really have to have a larger public debate on this whole issue of control over media. If business, large business houses, which have got huge amounts of business interest in this country and outside, decide to control the media, this is what will happen.
And even if prime ministers decided to formulate the media agenda and start framing the editorial of the media, it is equally bad. Sir, I really appreciate the fact that you came through and spoke your heart out, going above party lines and going above political lines. Really appreciate this. I want to just ask you, viewers, would you like to see a one-sided media, a media that only talks pro-government? Is that the media that you want to see? Or do you want to see a media that could talk pro, anti? The right to choose is yours. So every time a media is shut down or a journalist is shut up, you are the losers because they take away your right to choose. That's it for today. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.